91X News.
It's 9 degrees and the sun is just starting to set at 5 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Charlotte McParland. Christmas at the Pier will be starting this Friday with the lights being lit at 5:45. But what you may not know is that the display started as a result of a tragedy. QNET's Stephanie Clue has more.
Belleville's Christmas light display has moved around over the years, but the lights were first displayed on the front lawn of a house on Emily Street, and it wasn't for a happy reason.
Well, the Christmas display started after 1958, after the death of my brother Art Sonny Culloden and his good friend Billy Foster were killed in a tragic car accident on Christmas Eve.
Annis Ross was only 6 years old when her brother died, and she remembers opening her present from him on Christmas Day.
But I do remember that I had asked for a purple crinoline for Christmas that year, and my mom, trying to make Christmas morning as normal as possible for me, I was much younger than the rest of my other siblings, I opened up my gift from my brother Sonny, and lo and behold, it was a mauve crinoline.
Instead of lingering on what happened that Christmas Eve, both families decided to focus on the joy of the season and created a light display to remember them. Ross believes the display is a fitting tribute to her brother and his friend.
I know my brother, Art Sonny Culloden, and Billy Foster would be absolutely thrilled that this display is still continuing in their honor and bringing the joy of Christmas to so many families and little ones.
Stephanie Clue, QNET News, Belleville.
As voters continue to head to the polls today in two Ontario by-elections, PC leader Patrick Brown says the Liberals may see just how angry people are over soaring electricity prices. Brown says if the Tory candidate in Ottawa Vanier, former provincial omnibusman Andre Martin, comes within 10 points of Liberal Nathalie Desrosiers, it'll be embarrassing for Premier Kathleen Wynne. Also up for grabs is Niagara West Glanbrook, the riding held by former PC leader Tim Hudak, where the Tories are running a 19-year-old candidate who hopes to become the youngest ever member of the Ontario legislature. Liberal candidate Vicky Rigout says she didn't hear complaints from voters there about electricity rates, though, and mocks the PC's young candidate, Sam Oosterhoff, by saying she at least has paid a hydro bill. And OPP are using a drone today as they continue the search for a missing man on Rice Lake, northwest of Cobourg. An emergency response team held a ground search along the south shore of the lake yesterday, and Constable Jason Foles says the drone is now viewing areas the officers weren't able to reach. The missing man was believed to have been fishing with a 45-year-old Durham Region man who was pronounced dead after being found in the lake last Friday. A submerged fishing boat was also discovered that day. Holiday cheer is coming to Belleville on Sunday when the annual Santa Claus Parade makes its way through city streets. There are record-breaking 90 entries for this year's event, Belleville Chamber of Commerce Special Events Coordinator Susan Walsh said. Schools, churches, and local businesses are all groups looking to take part in this year's event, she said. For the first time ever, CFB Trenton will be participating, Walsh added, joining over 25 other community organizations that are marching in the parade for the first time. The parade will start at 4:30 p.m. at the corner of Bridge Street West and Sydney Street and march from Bridge Street down to Front Street and to the downtown. The floats will travel up North Front Street, where the parade will then end at the corner of North Front Street and King George Square. And across the country, every year, Santa School in Calgary teaches students the tricks of the trade for becoming Saint Nick. It's about more than wearing a red suit and belting out a few ho-ho-hos, though. Jennifer Andrews, who runs the school, says, like many jobs involving children, doing Santa well and professional is key.
Santa can't be everywhere all of the time. He's asked me, sometimes known as Auntie Claus, to train his best regional representatives when he can't be there.
Andrews says a lot of students are retired from the military or police force. She figures it's because being Santa is a little more lighthearted way to serve the community. That's QNET News on 91X to 504. In sports, Prince Edward Collegiate Institute's AA seniors basketball girl team tipped off against Peterborough's Crestwood Mustangs in Picton today. QNET News reporter Deanna Fraser has more.
I'm at PECI in Picton right now, and I'm definitely surrounded by some happy students, teachers, and family members. The senior girls basketball team just won the CASA semifinals against the Crestwood Mustangs from Peterborough. At halftime, the Panthers were only up by 2 points, and with only 5 minutes left in the game, the Mustangs were only a point behind. With 18 seconds left in the game, the Mustangs tied the game at 33, putting them into overtime. The Panthers won in overtime 34-33. They will be playing tonight at 6 in the AA CASA Finals. The Panthers are undefeated, and they are hoping to be the first ever women's basketball team to make it to the provincial championships. I spoke with head coach Rob Garden before the game, and he said he was confident in today's semifinal.
Former Maple Leafs goaltender James Rene is back in Toronto tonight as the Florida Panthers pay a visit to the Air Canada Centre. Rene has started 5 games for Florida this season as Roberto Luongo backup and is 22-2-1. Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers will look to reverse their 4-game losing skid as they take on the Kings in Los Angeles. Around the ice, Winnipeg visits the Philadelphia Flyers, Ottawa hosts the Predators, and Vancouver welcomes the Arizona Coyotes. Drew Brees leads the New Orleans Saints into Carolina tonight in the NFL's Thursday night matchup. Brees threw for 465 yards and 4 touchdowns in a 41-38 win when these teams last met in October. And the winners of the American League and National League MVP awards will be announced tonight. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Tonight, a few clouds, fog patches developing overnight, and a low of +4. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 15 and going down to 7 at night. Saturday, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and a high of 14. At 5:06, it's 9 degrees right now. QNET News on the air at 91X. And online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Charlotte McParland, and that's it for me for this week. News on 91X is next at 6.